Myanmar's promises fall short for aid agencies. Rice and beans help spread the gospel, and volunteers are needed to help orphans in Guatemala. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Unless unrestricted access becomes a reality in Myanmar, more will die in the cyclone disaster zone. Aid agencies are still struggling to cross the border. The latest word from Operation Mobilization confirms this. Only OM's Burmese staff can help while their foreign workers wait for visas. This constricts the flow of information, says Lane Powell.
Our team there is just working so hard out trying to connect with people, be out among the people doing what they can, that they're not sitting in offices trying to make contact with us. So I think it's a combination of infrastructure and then just the stress on the team right now.
The gospel's not completely welcome in Myanmar, but Powell knows the team's still having an eternal impact.
Knowing how OM teams around the world operate, I'm sure that they are in some way letting people know that they are doing this in Jesus' name, even if they can't explain the whole gospel to them right now.
Pray for their team. Next, a month after Cyclone Nargis devastated Myanmar, the government continues recovery at a snail's pace. They've just reopened schools, but concerns remain about health issues. Ministries like World Hope International utilized a working partnership with medical staff in-country. World Hope's David Erickson says,
"We have been resourcing them so that they can provide medical care focused especially on children, but also more generally distribute food supplies, rice, beans, cooking oil. We've also been working with a Bible seminary and enabled them to provide shelter."
There's much more work to be done. Erickson says they're also working with the local churches.
The people that they're ministering to are traumatized, are extremely vulnerable. And just the presence of our team there and bringing practical things, that's a very strong manifestation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's living the gospel indeed.
You're listening to Mission Network News. After a bad harvest at the end of Senegal's latest rainy season, many villagers have little to eat. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board and SIM International are distributing rice and beans in villages affected by the food shortage, as well as seeds to plant for the next harvest. All of the villages have hosted chronological Bible story groups. One village just finished the Old Testament and will soon begin the story of Jesus. Pray that famine relief will increase openness to the gospel among these Muslim peoples. Elsewhere, a children's Bible club being held in a slum in southern India has had to stop after fire struck the area for the second time in 6 months. More than 180 children were attending the third day of Mission India's two-week club when half of their families lost everything in the fire. A thriving church has been planted in the slum, and it's helping people affected by the fire. Pray that the Bible club will be able to begin again soon, bringing the gospel to this needy community. And finally, Orphan Outreach and Mission Network News are concerned about the 16 million plus orphans around the world. So much so, we're doing something about it. On October 5th, MNN and Orphan Outreach will be heading to Guatemala to help orphans and poor children. Amy Norton is with Orphan Outreach and describes the need.
There are approximately 370,000 orphan children in Guatemala. There's also thousands and thousands of more children who are living in extreme poverty and who are not in a family setting.
We're recruiting people just like you to help make an eternal difference in the lives of these kids. Norton adds,
the team will be doing some vacation Bible school. We'll be passing out backpacks and school supplies to those kids. And then we'll be traveling to Santiago, Guatemala, and doing ministry with a local Baptist church there where a hurricane hit 3 years ago.
Application and deposit deadlines June 30th. Apply at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available a copy of Thirsty, a DVD on personal renewal from Sammy Tippett Ministries. Tippett's inspiring personal story of tragedy and hope will help you understand how you too can be revived. Get Thirsty by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.